Hello, mother. Hello, father. Ugh. Wait, I wonder if I can make my... Hold on, shh. No, I'm out
of... Wait. Weak.
No, you can see the spike there. Oh, that's gross. That was gross. Oh, that's gross. Oh, you can see, like, there it is.
We can, oh, look at that. Oh, you blow it up and slow it down. Yeah, pause.
We have to record everything.
It is... What day is it?
It's Sunday!
November!
The 6th of November!
I did not celebrate Guy Fawkes Day, did you?
We're not Americans, or members of the hacker group Anonymous, so we don't celebrate if I... Or British.
Do you acknowledge it?
No. Well, I don't. I don't care.
I think it's kind of a cool idea.
Do you even know what it's about?
Yeah, the guy who tried to blow up the Parliament building.
And what?
Guy Fawkes.
Right. You know that he wanted to instate a totalitarian regime? He wanted to...
I'm not surprised.
He wanted to make the... I think it was the Catholic Church strong again. Happy Kajigger, everyone!
Wait, before we continue, Eric Craig's beer.
No, I'm gonna cut that out. We can't condone alcoholism. We can't support your alcoholism.
Look at those sound waves,
your high-functioning alcoholism. Do we have an intro yet? This is People Say Word! No, it's wait, is it?
People... What's the name of our podcast?
Let's just go to Facebook and check... Oh, wait.
How are you going to check on Facebook?
Because Megan shouted it through the walls.
Yeah, but she said the different title.
No, it was,
No, she said a different
people
title.
People Say Words. It's People Say Words.
No, it's People Say Things.
No, it's People Say People Words. Say words. It's People Say Words, dude.
No, I think it's People Say Things.
It's not Things? We went with Words. You...
I created an email
this
address.
This is hold noun, on. Verb,
I haven't written
noun.
In my phone. I haven't written
it's
in my
noun,
phone.
It's noun, verb, noun. The most popular webs...
Oh, yeah, it's People Say Words.
People Say Words?
People Say Words.
We're the most worst
people
at this. You're fired. Should we activate dice rolling?
No, not yet. What was I going to say?
Our new book comes out November 27th. It's called People Say Words, the original
manuscript.
It's the manuscript. There's no grammar and there's no punctuation.
And
it's,
nobody is saying anything.
It's
an audiobook.
It's all the words.
It's an audiobook.
No, it's a real book.
No, it's an audiobook.
It's a novel.
Okay, well, mine's an audiobook.
Well, then it's just a podcast.
No.
And what's
it's
the
way
difference?
Way too long.
What's the difference between what? No, because it's this. It's our podcast in book form.
Oh.
Just as one giant run-on sentence.
I did not get that.
With, like, all. Like, even every time we cut over each other, those words are spliced together.
That would be amazing.
And then in the middle. Just, yeah. It's madness.
It would be terrible to read. No, I had something to say. People Say Words. Episode 3. We're going to release after this episode. Which is super exciting.
So if you're listening to this episode, we haven't given... No, wait. We still haven't given up. And we'll maybe make more.
Because we've had so much encouragement. And by so much, I mean no one
has
listened to
a
single
one. We already have a guest speaker.
We have a guest.
It's not today.
A guest artist? Can we call him an artist?
No, he's a guest lawyer.
He's a guest.
He's our guest legal department.
He's our pro bono non-legal legal advice.
Yeah. He's our, yeah.
He's the best.
But we're not allowed to say his name because it's a secret.
Of course. Nobody knows.
Okay, should we do a thing?
We shall do a thing.
I'll roll a dice.
Da-da-da-da. We gotta explain how the game...
Why?
The podcast works.
Okay, we're rolling a dice and picking
what
one...
What are we rolling? We are not rolling.
We're rolling our ex-Soviet
scientist... We are not rolling. We have a...
Ex-Soviet scientist random number generation machine brought down from Soviet Russia, snuck him through the border within Andrew's cavernous bowels.
They are quite cavernous.
And we will use this this device to randomly select a predetermined selection of six questions that our... Fuck, I'm going to have to remember what I called.
Probably go back and listen to that. She's an intern.
No, she's the head of...
Human resources. That's what I call
no,
her.
It's not human resources. We have no human resources.
Head of questions?
Sure. Master of questions.
Master of Ethereum questions?
Master of questions. Lord of questions.
Lord of... What do you mean, Lord S? Lord S.
It has to be the something... What? What?
I'm a producer.
Not a producer. Sorry, Megan, you're not a producer. I'm taking over this organization!
I will turn upon Mark Zuckerberg style!
Yeah, I'm Zuckerberg.
And the beauty about this week is that she has written quite long questions.
Oh, God.
And I think we're going to have a lot of fun reading them because...
All right, now, what's number five? Because the Russians...
Oh, the Russians have calculated that we are doing
not the
Russians.
No, the Russian. The Russians are dead.
The Russians.
I had to kill them all.
Are gone.
No. Well, no, it's the machine that they
you
left
killed
me.
All the Russians?
Yes.
Like, every single
one? Well, I paid... It was like that part in the Batman Dark Knight where it was like each guy... killed one of the guys, so I only had to kill one guy.
I do not remember that part.
Oh my God, of course you don't.
Where each guy killed... I think it might be partially your description.
No!
Although if our listeners get
you know what the start of the stupid. Dark Knight? The start of the Dark Knight where all the Joker goons killed...
Oh, yeah,
them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, that makes more sense. All I was seeing was one guy killing another guy, but then while he was stabbing that guy, the guy he was stabbing another guy, so it was like, ah, ha, ha.
That's
so,
basically what happened.
Yeah,
all right, what's number
the
five?
Fight, the robbery.
Number
yes.
five.
All right, here we go. If you could only ever live in a hot air balloon, that's the question. No.
Okay.
If you could only ever live in a hot air balloon, never to touch the ground on Earth again, or live 5 meters underground in a cave, never to walk above ground again, which would you do?
I can never touch the ground?
Yeah, you can never touch the ground.
Can I go swimming?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I think it's your... I'm pretty sure the implication is you are forever
I have
stuck
to be,
in a hot air balloon.
What about a mountain? Can I touch a mountain?
No, that's ground.
What if I use my hands?
It's touching ground.
Okay. What if I have gloves on?
What if I'm wearing shoes?
What if I have stilts? Wrecked. Fucking wrecked.
What if I use hot air balloons as stilts?
Yes, exactly. Perfect. I couldn't even think of that. I'd go with the hot air balloon one.
Yeah, well, being underground is kind of like the dark.
What? Oh, yeah. Our hit movie. Turns out that Indiegogo has taken it down, though.
Oh, my God.
All three.
Okay, yeah. That's because we exceeded the website by the amount of hits we got.
Yeah, people
crashing.
Yeah,
Indiegogo
yeah, exactly.
was crashing by how popular we were.
Yeah.
Okay, so in a hot air balloon, never to touch the ground.
So do
of
I?
Earth.
I
oh, but we can touch the ground of Mars.
There we go. Boom. Elon Musk, get me to Mars. He's gonna do it. Yeah, air balloon. Do I live
They're
in the
so
hot air?
So small.
Well. Where am I going to live in a cave?
But a cave's big.
And your lady of the evening is just going to come down into a cave and like...
We're going to lure them.
Oh, okay, nice. Wait. Who lures people into caves? And I mean, wait, like...
Is that a fantasy thing? Like a,
probably. Statistically,
lures
it
lures them into caves.
That's probably a thing. Probably a hobgoblin. Or a knob-goblin.
Knob-goblin? Or hobnob-horny-goblin?
A hobnoblin?
Knob-hobblin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you want to live in a cave? What's the benefit of a cave? There's no cave benefits.
Like small, dark places. It feels safer.
But you could put a blanket on yourself in the hot air balloon.
So true. But I would still know that I'm in a hot air balloon.
You could... Wait.
You know what I'd do is I would tie, like... 45 hot air balloons together, and then I would like
have a floating fortress. I would have my, I would make my own Columbia.
Cocaine above the
no.
sky. Cocaine in the air.
No, the Fallout. No, not Fallout. Bioshock. They're floating. Bioshock Infinite. The floating city was called Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah. Once again, Andrew's out of the goddamn loop. I don't know what the Batman intro is. I don't know what video game.
Who is the Batman?
Is he the guy? Who got bitten by a vampire and becomes like a weird bat thing?
A vampire spider.
Yeah, that's you.
Okay, I'm gonna roll. You're gonna read.
Easy.
This should be entertaining.
That was an easy one.
That
okay.
was easy. That was pretty straightforward. We stretched that question out. Okay, here we go.
We're rolling what? What's rolling?
Random number generator button Russian number one.
In a societal culture where gender equality is not yet established, what do you feel is your capacity to change that, and what implication that in what is what wow. and what are the implications of that in my life? Be concrete with your examples. Bad Megan. Bringing gender equality onto our show.
In a societal
Is this a fictional society? Hold on. Is this a fictional society?
This question or is this way too
in a societal
deep.
Culture where gender equality is not yet established? Is it not? Now we're going into this. Dangerous waters.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, what so babe, no, it's
is your
what do you do? What do you do to fix gender equality, Andrew?
In society?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're saying there's a society.
No, I'm pretty sure it's this society.
In a societal culture, it doesn't say in a society, but we'll say it.
I'm pretty sure it's this one.
We'll say in this societal culture where gender equality is not yet established. Okay, yeah. What do you feel is your capacity to change that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What am I going to do to change gender equality is the question.
Yeah.
Promote women in the workforce.
Right. I'm going to continue to just ignore everything.
How's that working out for you?
For me? Great.
Really? Are you a very happy, content person?
No, but I'm not irritated by things like society. Well, society! No, well, like in the sense of that.
Really?
Because like I benefit the most as a straight white male living in Canada.
Yeah.
So society, I don't need to really change. Society's doing me pretty good right now. What was that? This is a terrible question. It's two straight white blonde heterosexual
males,
upper middle class, living in Vancouver. What are you doing to change gender roles? I'll date a tomboy. That's what I'll do. I'll date a girl with short hair.
I'll date a ginger.
I'll never catcall because I'm too terrified to talk to women. I'll probably never sexually harass people because I'm also terrified of like touching people as well.
And it's wrong.
Well, of course. Well, that's like the obvious thing. But I'll never be like
always say it
no,
still.
Because it's like the all men are rapists, right? Like lurking deep within me, there's like a sociopathic.
They want to screw your mom.
No, that's the other thing.
Right, but sometimes they get mixed up with each other.
No, well, because that'd be weird.
Oh, right, because that would be weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't really like this question.
We're going to have to edit everything out. Everything's just going to be bleeped.
It's going to be bleeped.
Every time we say gender, that's bleeped. Girl, heterosexual, bleep. Trigger warning.
Trigger words.
Oh, danger, man, this is too danger. Hard. We can't answer this question because no matter how we answer, we're going to piss someone off.
Yep. I don't really care, though.
I do. I have a reputation to hold up.
Oh, really?
Someone who's not a weird, sexist Trump supporter. But that's the label that I'm going to get now. Because yep. I said those words.
I don't know. I would probably. I promote women. Promote women in the workforce is the biggest one. To uh-huh. me. Like,
what about the glass ceiling?
What's the?
Of course. What about wage gap? Do you believe in wage gap?
That there should be.
No, that there is one.
Oh, between men and women.
Yeah.
Currently, in our day and age.
Yeah. In Canada.
In Canada.
Yeah.
I would say there probably is one.
Now.
But let me finish. God. Damn it.
Go on.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yeah.
There probably is a wage gap, but I think it's so small and in only in certain areas. Like, I know for a fact that in a lot of the work I do, there is not a wage gap between men and women.
Impossible. Shocking. I know. Well, no, a lot of the, if you go in, see, this is the problem. Actually, I've got one good thing to say. There's one actual thing that I've thought about. Because the main thing, reason that it looks like there's a wage gap where women make less than men is because the jobs that women work and the way that women work those jobs in the sense of, like, if a woman gets pregnant, she's down for the count for, like, a couple of years.
Down for the count. KO.
It's like
finish her.
KO. It's like they go and be a mom for 3 years. Whereas if a man has a family, he goes back to the workforce quite quickly, comparatively. Yeah. In general. These are broad sweeping, this is just saying, on average.
But it's funny, though, because you say that, because Megan and I know that I'm going to go on paternity leave.
Well, yeah, because that's smart, because people get paternity leave. It makes sense to take that. But imagine you were working an office job, where you'll get paternity leave, but you won't get a bonus if you're not working. You'll get paid, but you won't get a promotion. So if if a man and a woman, if they both take the same amount of time off, they'll get the same, like they're on the same page. But if the man goes back to work sooner and goes and chases a promotion, which once again men are more likely to do, the man gets more money because that's what society currently values. Well, actually, that's not even really what society. That's what companies value. They value
the corporation monster.
So. And then if you look at, like, jobs, if you look at, like, a doctor versus a nurse, nurses make generally less money. But that's because... Actually, I'm not sure. I can't really quote... But, or I think it's, like, pediatricians. Like, a pediatrician makes less than, like, a heart surgeon.
Well, yeah.
Actually, once again, like, when you...
Not a great example.
Well, is it?
Should
pediatrician make...
For children, yeah.
Right. It's, like, the things that people... that are valued.
What do we value? What do we subconsciously value?
Boobies.
But
at the on the flip side, no, never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
Penises.
On the flip side, male penises or not? I don't know.
Non-male penises. The dildo.
That's just a phallus. It's not a penis.
Well, we filled a lot more of this question than I thought we could.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
We're still going to have to edit the shit out of it because this is such
Why?
Because it's a hot topic. You don't,
I think it's a fine topic.
No,
we're
it's
not.
Not.
We're
not
it's offending
not.
Anybody.
We're offending everyone.
Well,
Twitter results are in. We're both shitlords.
Wayne, the amount of tension you get from this times the amount of attention you currently get, which is zero... Still zero.
No, but it's not, because it's not multiplied, it's added.
No, I'm multiplying it.
You can't multiply
it. I'm gonna multiply it.
You don't get to choose how math works.
Okay, roll the die.
It's, well, let's do what now? Use my ex-Soviet machine, it's a 3. You read this
if
one.
If you had to be reincarnated as one aspect of another human body, example,
Thumbnail?
Thumbnail, hair, eyeball, heart, serotonin.
Serotonin.
Etc.
That's a drug.
What would you choose to be?
Hmm.
Why? If you were to be reincarnated.
Reincarnated as a piece of body.
You coming back after death, after you've lived your whole life.
And now you get to be a body part.
You get a body part.
Do I get to
with
choose
the brain?
Do I get to choose the body?
Ooh. I want to be a great big boobie.
No, I'd want to be a clitoris. Duh. Fucking obvious. Yep. I want to be a clitoris. Except a clitoris of a lesbian.
I don't think you'd be that specific.
Why not? Can I not choose?
you want to find out what the genes are?
Yeah, exactly. Clearly there's a lesbian gene, and I want to be that. There we go.
I want to be part of that gene. I want to be the clitoris of a lesbian gene.
I was thinking about a penis. I was like, I'd want to be a dick. But I was like, no, I don't want
to
be a
dick.
Way
too easy to hurt your own dick.
Yeah, it's true.
It's way too.
Also,
they are fragile pieces of meat.
Pretty much every external organ is pretty fragile.
I would say I have a lot stronger body parts than my dick. Though.
Okay, well, yeah. So. I guess that's true.
What external body part?
Wait, does it say external and then say heart and serotonin?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Do I need to refire, whatever, insert job
hair,
title?
Eyeball, heart. Yeah, but if you were a clitoris, you would spend like 99% of your life in the friggin' dark.
So? But the rest...
Covered in urine. Do you have a strange fetish for pee?
Okay. First of all, no. And second of all, I don't think you know how vaginas work.
Well, you're gonna get pee on you.
Once again, pretty sure you don't know how vaginas work.
Yes, it's a Okay, sure.
I'm just saying, if you look at, like, the general makeup of where the urethra is versus the
No. But I'm saying...
clitoris?
You're saying a female has never gotten urine on her clitoris ever in her entire life.
I'd say it's statistically unlikely.
I'm saying you've never gotten pee on your balls somehow?
Let me think. No.
You never gotten pee on your leg? On your foot?
Well, yeah, leg and foot, fine. But where? How are you bending that you're peeing on your balls or on your shaft?
Like splashback or anything like that. Like if you're
how point blank are you shooting into the bowl?
Well, sometimes when it's like when I'm peeing in a tree. I'm like peeing on a tree. It's like
women don't pee on trees.
Yeah, well, I've learned my lesson.
Checkmate. You don't know how vaginas work.
Will you show me?
Hey man, I pride myself in my knowledge of biology.
I know how vaginas.
That's how I make up for not getting to partake in biology.
I don't get to participate.
I just read about it. I just
read on Frasers.
What? They wouldn't have very good articles, and I don't think there's any reading that you can do. All right, we're going on to the next question.
No, that was way too fast.
All right, what body part do you want to be?
We should tell our intern.
Once again, here we go. Questions. Me hitting it out of the park. There it goes. There's the ball.
What question?
Go get it, right field.
Go get it, right
field. Or actually, serotonin. Serotonin would be pretty fun. You're the
cool.
No, wait. What's the... No. Which is the one? Oxycontin? No, that's the
drug. Actually, I kind of want to be like right brain. I don't want to be the right brain of somebody. I just want to fuck shit up. I just want to go around and be like, poo! And not care and not feel bad.
I don't think that's what the right brain is.
It's the artistic side. It's the...
impulse and creativity. Not like... not like... a crip.
Bish, bish, fuck you, I'm the right brain, motherfucker! Well, that's not what I meant.
You, that's what it came off like.
Yeah, but it's not what I meant.
So you want to be right brain?
I'd want to be the right brain.
Ooh, left. I want to be left brain.
You already are the left brain.
I want to be a...
That's what we should have called our podcast.
Left brain, right brain?
Yeah.
But we're not really... That's not our dichotomy.
Doesn't matter. We can still call it, like...
That'll be one of our spinoff series.
On our network.
That could be the network! Left brain, right brain! Also, you spat all over my hand.
Yeah, I gleeked.
Oh, so gross. That's like the...
Can you gleek?
No, don't fucking do it in my fucking room. It's disgusting.
He picks up a pen.
Oh.
He starts treating it like a shank.
No, it would be a dagger in which I would fucking stab you several times. It's like, it's spitting. That is spitting. So fucking disgusting.
I don't think I ever spat. Well, I might have spat on one person when I was in a fight one time.
Let's not talk about
that. Well, that's like the biggest insult.
Yeah.
To spit on somebody?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so mean.
Yeah. I wonder, is that a cultural thing?
Like from our culture or from another culture?
No, just in general.
Like to spit on someone?
Yeah. Like what's the context?
Probably something like... I don't know, like when you spit, it goes in the ground.
Right.
And therefore, when you spit on... Like, my first instinct, and this probably is totally wrong, my first instinct is when you spit, it goes on the ground. And when you're spitting on a person...
Oh, that's like
you're like, you're below the ground.
I'm spitting
on you because the ground's better than you.
Hmm. That's actually interesting. I'd like to go look that up sometime.
But not right now,
because that's not something we do. We only do that sometimes on the show.
Like for... What's that animal you wanted to be?
A honey badger! You don't know what a honey badger...
You don't need to be that loud. Look how loud you got. Look at it.
That's the sound of a million fans' ears being shattered. But the last thing they get to hear is me saying honey badger, so it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Honey badgers.
Yeah.
You should know more things.
I know a lot more things in other areas than you.
Yeah, okay. Like in theater.
Or carpentry, or building, or...
It's all the same. It's all the same.
Plumbing.
It's all the same. Plumbing,
or
really?
Or electrical work.
Plumbing? Plumbing? Yep. Plumbing? Plumbing.
Dude, I work...
I don't know. What plumbing would you have to do in theater?
Okay, someone wants to put a sink on stage.
Does it need to be a functioning sink?
Yes.
That's a thing people want?
Yes.
Fucking dumbasses. Why does it need to function?
Realism.
Now, couldn't you just jerry-rig something up? Would you actually need pipes and shit?
You could jerry-rig something up. But guess what? It still involves some plumbing. Also, I worked for a plumbing company in Nanaimo for a while.
When did you work for a plumbing company?
Oh, it wasn't a plumbing. I guess it was a water installation filtration system company.
That sounds like plumbing to me.
Yeah, it was.
When was that? I don't remember this.
You weren't living in Nanaimo.
Then therefore it doesn't count.
Oh my god.
Checkmate!
You are sassy this evening.
Well, it's being sassy or being miserable, so I'm going with sassy.
Day six.
It is day six of 11 for my work week. Okay, this needs to be cut. This next joke needs to be cut. I'm going to cut. That's a cut.
We could pause it.
Oh yeah, we could just pause it. That's right.
That was a hilarious joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Should we do another question?
So dark.
These questions are going too fast.
Well, you know what? She actually wrote 7 questions this time.
We'll do 7.
Reason.
We'll do the last one last. This number 7 will be last.
Yeah.
Right.
Now. We'll do one more question. We'll take a break.
Do you want to go onto a D3 in the number generator? A 3 opportunity? Or do you want to try and roll... simulate
take
a number.
The risk. What if I don't get the right risk? What if I don't get the right?
If you don't, then right. You lose.
What do I lose?
Nah, the challenge.
The challenge.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, this sounds terrible. I will take the risk.
All right.
Do you have a D3 handy?
No. Well, there's no such thing as a D3. You just so.
Oh, do I train?
Okay, so you're rolling a D6. But if you get one of the numbers we've already done, 1, 3, 5.
We need to reroll. I have sorry.
And you lose the challenge.
No, you know what it is?
What?
You have to read the question because I'm rolling.
Okay, fine.
But if I roll a number that's already read, then you get to roll a die and I have to read the question.
Okay, that sounds great.
It's
okay.
So painful
and
to
we'll
read
go and we'll, yeah. We should
ready?
Start like having these transcribed into
I told her this you should email.
Yeah. Hmm.
Here we go. 5.
Oh, we did 5 already.
What a bunch of balls.
I'll still read it, too. I'll still read, too. I kind of want
it.
I like transcribing. Using the analogy of zombies and the zombie apocalypse, who do you think are the actual real-life zombies of today? Is there a way to de-zombify our culture? Oh, this is another easy one. Well, this is me putting on my nerd glasses. Because technically, George A. Romero's original zombies were based off of modern subculture... Because, like, I believe Dawn of the Dead 2, they were in the mall, and it was an analogy for consumers. Zombies have always been an analogy.
Well, zombies are just, yeah, it's the people that are ignorant to society, essentially. Consumers.
Consumers, well, but it's been different. It's been different every time. Like, every zombie movie
well,
has...
Well, no, they have the whole idea of, like... social media zombie, where it's like, oh yeah, it's the people who just walk around playing Pokemon Go 24/7. They're zombies to their cell phones.
Natalie tried to make a short film about that.
I do remember that, actually. Yeah. I think it was part of that.
Statistically, yes.
Probably.
I was supposed to do graphics, and I was supposed to see a final product, which I never did.
Probably never.
It was actually a pretty good I actually liked the concept. It was like a video game that made people into zombies. And that hasn't been done, I think. Probably has.
Yeah, you know.
But zombies have always... Zombies originally were... Well, the movie zombies were originally consumers. It was an analogy for consumers.
Like the original... What is the original zombie? Like, where did the original...
Voodoo. The original... Oh, okay. Voodoo, then it would have been... I think Mary Shelley's Frankenstein came out before Herbert West Reanimator by H.P. Lovecraft. I would like to fact check that.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, I don't think it came out before that.
Hold on. Mary Shelley. No, I'm pretty sure Frankenstein was first. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 1818, bud.
Well, what was the other one you said?
H.P. Lovecraft's Herbert West Reanimator series, which was probably based off of...
Well,
it's a little bit different, but the concept of zombies predates all modern stuff. It was a voodoo thing. The voodoo priests would bring the dead back to life to make them their slaves or some shit.
Well, that's like necromancy.
Which is zombies.
Which
is zombie, bro.
Yeah. But like modern day zombies is like there is no necromancy. There's no controller.
Well, the original the original zombie is Herbert West Reanimator. Because it's this scientist who makes a back to life serum, but when they put it in, they become like enraged and like just psh,
psh, psh. So now it's consumers. Or
after that it was George A. Romero.
Or people who are going to vote for Trump.
Zombies. That would be what that's a pretty good idea for a new zombie movie.
Trump supporters.
Yeah, Trump supporters as zombie.
Yeah.
Like Trump is the alpha
necromancer.
Zombie.
He's the necromancer. He's just going around killing people and then bringing them back to support
I have the
him.
Best words. Zombies, terrible. I can't do a Trump voice. I would just make
words.
I have the best words and the biggest hands, and I'm going to build a wall, and I'm going to make the zombies pay for it. But now zombies are kind of their own thing.
Yeah, now that
modern day zombies, it's still consumers. It's still just, you know, people. People with their phones. How do we de-zombify them?
EMP.
Chopping off the head.
Okay.
That's the only way to
de-zombify. Real dark.
That's the only way to de-zombify
I said
a zombie.
EMP.
How would you? No, dude, you can't. But that doesn't de-zombify them. They're still zombies. You gotta chop off the head. Sever the neck. Sever the
right
spinal cord. Corn.
Now, is there a way to de-zombify them without killing them?
No. No. Unless we're in, like, Resident Evil, no. No.
Is there a movie where you could turn them back?
Eyes? No, wait, what was that one? The one where the girl dates the zombie.
Oh,
what's that about? Which one was that?
Wait, you mean the TV show we just watched?
No, or? Not the TV show. It was a movie. It was a movie where the zombie, it's, like, from the perspective of the zombie who can still think.
I do not.
Warm Bodies. I believe it's Warm Bodies.
I did not watch that with you.
It was, no, not with me. Of course you.
So what was that movie we watched?
No, I said that movie.
Oh. Well, we can actually listen
I believe
to
it was
out.
Warm Bodies.
This thing is amazing. We can go back and listen to ourselves and find out what
was
right or not.
That's true. Yeah, Warm Bodies. Basically, this dude's a zombie, but he's like only half zombie, and then he falls in love with this girl.
How is he half zombie? What is he, half dead?
Because it's like, it's not like the corpse. He's not a corpse. He's like infected, and he likes to eat flesh. But eating.
I hate infected zombies.
Okay, well that's the zombies. That's been like the zombies for the last bazillion. It hasn't been non-infected zombies since Voodoo.
No, like the undead zombie.
So it's got to be magic.
Yeah.
Tell me a movie where it's magic. Where the zombies are magic, bud.
Maybe. Shaun of the Dead?
Are they?
They're undead. They're not...
What's the difference?
They're not diseased.
What's the difference?
Well, no, it's like an airborne disease. Like the.
It's not an airborne disease. It's a tooth. Tooth. It's done from teeth. Hang, 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 hang. Any zombie...
What about the movie with Will Smith.
Those aren't zombies. Those are vampires.
Did you see the original of that movie?
Yeah, and they were vampires.
What was that movie called? Yeah.
The Something Man.
Power Man's?
Yeah, something like that.
That movie was funny.
Really? Oh, the old one. Do you know why it's interesting?
Why?
Because he becomes the vampire. Because he becomes the monster. Because everyone else is a vampire. And he's going around murdering vampires. He becomes the vampire. He becomes the monster. Because society...
Analogy good.
It's, yeah, no, I think that was Vincent Price. I believe Vincent Price was the last human.
Analogy deep.
Even in... Do you know the original ending for
that movie?
For the Will Smith one.
The original ending? Because there was multiple different endings.
Because there was the ending where
he finds the civilization. There's an ending where he finds the civilization. There's an ending where
he blows everything up.
Yeah,
that's the one I remember.
Well, there's an ending where he like gets away and finds another civilization.
Does he get away? Oh yeah, no. But the alternate ending is because he's got that woman that he's experimenting on, right?
Yes.
And the alpha zombie is like dating her or some shit, and so when he lets her go, the alpha zombie leaves him alone. because it's the same concept.
Oh.
And people didn't like that because they didn't like the idea of him being the monster. because once again, audiences are stupid and they don't like being on. They don't like.
Well,
being
they don't want to associate. They don't
want to
associate.
They want
with
Will
the
Smith to be a hero. They don't want Will Smith to be a monster.
Yeah, because if therefore he's the monster, then they're the monster.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They're associating as humans
exactly.
with one another.
Exactly. Which would make, God forbid, people think. That would be terrible. Could
well,
you imagine?
It's like in the news when everyone's like, if someone does something terrible in the news, like an inhumane,
yeah,
they'll never refer to them as, oh, this person did such and such. They'll refer to them as like a creep or a monster or a weirdo, but never as a person or a human, because by calling them a person or a human, you're associating them with humanity.
I don't think that wouldn't that also be a weird way? This human, this one human.
Well, no, that's a really straightforward way. But they'll be like, oh, he was still like, you know what I mean? They'll be like, oh, he was such a monster. He's such an evil monster. They'll never say he was a bad person. They'll never say that because
I'm pretty sure there are people who have said this. I think they're still going to say bad person.
Well. It depends on what we're talking about. I haven't laid out any ground of what I'm talking about.
All
right,
sure.
Oh, strictly, what comes into my mind right now is
school shootings.
No, the Penticton farmer.
Which one's that?
The guy who took the hookers and grinded them up and fed them to his pigs.
Yeah, but like, at some point, you have to draw the line of like, you can't just be like, oh, he was a weird guy. Like you can't.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is. People refuse to associate themselves with people like that because they don't want to be like I could be. They don't want to know that they could be like that.
But everyone could.
So gross.
What, you're coughing?
We have filled 36 minutes.
It's because we started talking about a movie and not gender equality.
No, that was the last question before this.
No, I know, but
the question
like,
we just did was zombies.
We're not even, we didn't even answer it. Who are the zombies? Wait, who are the zombies? People with cell phones.
Yeah.
How do we de-zombify?
Kill them.
Blunt objects
a
to the
swift,
spinal.
A
guess.
Swift machete through the neck.
Yeah. Yep. And don't let them bite you.
Should be like a serrated heat. Should be like a really heated.
Also, wait, real quick. Ever tried to bite through denim?
No.
Like, do you think? Like, if you tried to like, if you had to bite through your jeans, how hard do you think that would be?
I would break the flesh before I ripped through the jeans.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't protect you that much. Yeah, that's probably true. I don't know.
Lane is biting himself. Pretty sure you can bite through. I would probably be able to bite through
your
a chunk
flesh
of flesh before I rip through the jean.
Why didn't you watch Walking Dead? Or did you?
I just never got into it. All right, time for a break.
Oh, it's a break time.
Break time. See you later.
I thought that was the break.
No, we would have paused it.
Oh, that's right.
All
right,
be right back.
Oh, today's sponsor is Wet Ones for getting all of your pee off of
your nutsack.
Your balls and potentially clitoris.
Potentially.
Potentially.
But unlikely.
Statistically unlikely.
Well, I just took a pee and I can tell you that I didn't get any pee on my balls.
Exactly!
Because my dick was so long it was dangling in the water.
So you just, like, you were just ejecting right into the water.
Yeah.
Gross. Because
it was just like my dick was in the water.
Yeah, that's what,
and it
was
just, like, filling up around my dick.
So you got pee on your head then?
All over my head.
Delicious.
I put some. All right,
one.
Wait, who's our sponsor?
Our sponsor was Wet Ones.
Wet Ones.
For when you need to wash the head of your dick. Actually, I wouldn't want to wash.
But you want to wash your dick right before you have a sex.
What? That would be bad.
But you don't want to have a shower.
What's the? I think there's actually like a wipe, like a crotch wipe.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know what
they're called. It's called a cloth.
No, but I'm thinking like a like just a wipe that you would use for your crotch.
You wipe your dick off with a cloth before you.
Yeah, but
like
not
a wet cloth.
You wouldn't want to use a wet one.
No, 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 but just like a wet cloth.
We've just lost the sponsorship from Wet Ones. And they're suing us. Please send money. All right.
Please send money for the lawsuits.
Last question. Or last question?
Last question.
Two more questions? I don't know.
At least two or three.
So we should do three. We need to do three questions. Three questions, then a break, then three questions.
We did four, and then a break. And then we have three left.
Mm-hmm.
One. In a societal culture...
That's the sex one. Or gender equality.
Oh, we're doing D3 style?
Yeah, D3.
So
the first one that we haven't done. I think we did two. Four? I think it's four. I think it's Italian surgeon.
An Italian surgeon claims they have carried out the first head transplant on a monkey. The first human head transplant is expected to be carried out in 2017. Do you think this procedure creates existential controversy over what makes us human? Is it the same person? Quotation marks.
Once again, I think science has the answer.
Science knows best, or we should go to religion.
No, like, in this case, this is a science thing. Where is the soul, Andrew? In your brain? Is it in your brain?
No.
Do you have to go to a priest to get a soul transplant?
In my opinion, a head transplant is wrong.
Why is it wrong? If you're gonna die, put yourself on another body.
We are made to live a certain period.
No, we're supposed to be forever.
We are made to be here for a certain period of time, and whether you're religious,
I'm pro.
You are pro.
I'm pro Frankenstein.
So wait. Oh yeah, look at you. Of course you're pro Frankenstein.
Exactly. I want to put my brain on Arnold Schwarzenegger's body.
Who's gonna put their head on your body?
No. The other body's dead.
Well, let's say your body isn't.
Wait.
No,
okay. Think of it not as...
They're a dead person.
Yes.
And they're going to put... You're going to put your head on their body.
Yes. No, or is it the other way around?
It's the other way around. So you're dead.
No,
they're alive. They have to be alive. You're dead. They're alive.
I think it's a brain transplant as well. See, I don't think... We don't have enough information about this.
Well, I have some information about this because I've already... Megan asked this question because... I actually do know something about this. We've had a lot of conversations about this.
Wait, so I'm dead. Let's say it's us. You're alive, I'm dead.
Yes.
My head goes on your...
Correct.
And I get to I wake up.
You wake up. I don't.
I'm... Yeah.
You're pro?
So I'm dead. Wait, so we kill you?
No. Yeah, I end up dying.
Yeah, I'm pro.
Yeah, of course
I'm pro Frankenstein.
Let's say we're around. You're alive, and I'm dead, and I get to put my head on your body.
I'm still pro.
Because I'm going to stuck on your body?
Yes, I live on through you, and like you'll hear my whispers.
Why? Because your soul isn't in your head?
No, because my brain is in my dick. Checkmate, atheists.
Covered in piss.
Covered in piss, because I didn't use a wet one.
Really, you're
no.
pro?
Well, because I think the context that they're doing it with this human, it's like, it's one of those things, you know, where Jeff Goldblum in that one movie with the dinosaurs, it's like scientists were so busy wondering whether or not they could, they don't know if they should. I guess this quotation does not really help my point of view.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's science for the sake of science. It's like, hey, let's do this weird thing. It's just science.
Yeah, I get it's science, but...
Figuring out, can I do this?
Oh, I disagree with that. I think it's... Like, sure, it's fine to figure it out, but at the same time, I don't think it's something that...
Also, it's not like they've abducted a man, and they're chopping his head off and swapping heads to see if they can...
No, but it's only going to be for the mega rich.
Like, no,
it's not going to be for the everyday person.
Also, this
they're not going to make it public for the everyday person.
This also is
it
not
is a real thing.
Yes, but it's not a procedure. It's not like fucking Futurama. You swap heads, and now you get to like just walk around. There are huge, huge damages that happen to the brain once it's dead.
Well, and the other thing is that like, what if the body is an organism? The head's an organism.
It's not like the mega.
What if the body rejects the head?
Right there. That'd be disgusting. Well, you would just die.
Yeah.
Like, that would be it.
The body would be like, hey, fuck you. And then he'd be like, no, wait!
I want to live! It's not like Bill Gates is gonna start buying homeless people to swap bodies with. That's not a thing. That's like...
Did Walt Disney do that?
No. He froze his head so that when he can afford to buy homeless people... Obviously, Bill Gates wouldn't do it. Now, Walt Disney, yeah, he's motherfucking...
That motherfucker gonna buy a lot of bodies.
He gonna buy so many bodies. No, it's... Because this is like two people who have accepted... Like, I'm pretty sure one guy is dying. Like, he's got brain cancer or something, and they're gonna chop his head off and do, like, a...
I think of it more of as, like... someone who wants to live longer and therefore buy somebody.
Nah, no, that's not a,
to swap their head off.
Like, that's some fucking 1982 shit.
Yeah, but that's the way I perceive the whole question.
Well,
wait, how do you perceive the question? A better question.
It's more of just from a science point of view. Can we do it? Can we do it?
But let's say they can do it.
Yeah.
Let's say it works.
Yeah.
They make it public.
Yeah.
Then what? What would happen?
I don't think there would be a huge influx of body swapping.
No.
Because I think it's a lot... I don't know.
But do you think it's wrong?
No. Not if it's... What, cool, because we donate organs. Why not donate a body?
Donating organs is different, though, because you still live.
Not if you are dead and an organ donor.
True. So you could be a body donor.
Yeah, exactly.
Dead. But we said that it's not...
It'd be like.
But if you donate your body,
yeah.
You're dead. Let's say I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm donating my body to you.
Yeah.
So that when you're dying, you can swap your head onto my body.
Yeah.
Your head isn't the thing that keeps you alive when you're on my body.
Wait, what?
I'm dead.
Right. You're dead.
You're dying.
Uh huh.
You're gonna put your head
yeah.
on my body
right.
so you can keep living.
Yes.
My body's already dead.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they put you in. Like, they put you in stasis or some
shit. You can't
shit.
Just bring a person back to life. I have to be living.
Can you?
No.
Well, maybe
I have to be living.
But maybe you're dying. Maybe you're not dead. Maybe you're dying. And you're a body donor.
Yeah, but then...
And someone's like,
but then if you put your head on my body, you're still dying. Because you've got my body. That's dying.
Maybe you're dying of a brain thing. Once again, I don't have enough...
If I'm dying of a brain thing, then yeah, maybe.
So maybe it's a very specific body swap. Well, okay, well, hear about this. What about this? 3D printing a body.
Yeah.
3D printing a body and putting my brain in that body.
I am okay with robotics.
But it's, no, not robotics. It's flesh, it's blood.
Synthetic.
It's synthetic body.
This gives you the heebie-jeebies.
That gives me way more heebie-jeebies.
See, and that's funny, because I am more okay with synthetic body swapping.
That's way more terrifying. Because if you're in a...
I'm okay with synthetic robots. I'm okay with synthetic bodies. So if someone's dying,
uh-huh.
and they're, like, filling out... They're
but
like,
you could live forever, then.
Technically.
You could put yourself in a body and live forever. Synthetics don't
do it. But corporations would buy it. It would become a multi-million-dollar company, and it would be multi-million dollars to do it. You would have to be mega wealthy to swap your body.
Not necessarily. Some crazy communist guy could be like, I will give this technology to everyone.
You could make armies that way. You could be like, I will promise everyone a body after they die and get shot if they fight for me.
Well, you would just make weird... You need cyborg bodies. Because they're not
synthetic bodies.
They're different. It's different. It's way more terrifying that way. I forget what it's called.
You know what? I changed my entire opinion. I'm against all of it.
I'm still pro. I'm pro head swapping.
But you're not pro synthetic body swapping.
I'd say yes. It just makes me more uncomfortable. Because I think like if your life is a bucket with a leak in it and you're slowly running out of water, of life. I imagine the head swapping thing, like,
but that means someone has to sacrifice themselves to you so that you can have their body.
People do that with their kidneys. People give kidneys, significantly reducing their lifespan for other people.
That's true.
Once again, the
thing is like okay, let's take for example. Let's say you had a failing kidney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a failing kidney or my both
your kidneys were failing. Both your kidneys were failing.
There we go.
You and I have compatible kidney types.
Sure.
I would give you a kidney.
Yes. All right.
You and I would both live.
Yeah.
We would both have difficult lives.
Yes. Correct.
But you and I would both live.
Yeah.
That's a sacrifice I'd be willing to make.
Yeah.
But if I'm dying...
Yeah.
I'm not just going to be like, hey, yeah, okay. Well, no, it doesn't make any sense. If I'm dying and I give you my body,
you're
still dying.
What's this thing? Italian...
No, just look up head transplant. Look up Italian.
Alright, I remember reading about it, and it was... Like, the guy that it's happening on, it's a grim as fuck story. The story is grim. Frankenstein. Ooh, that's pretty grisly.
That's the monkey.
Did it work? Yeah, like, you know, this guy's doesn't have a good life. And the guy, like, what if you have a body like that? He doesn't have a good life. He has a painful, suffering life, and he has a chance to have a temporary, normal life, where he inhabits a real person body. And the other, I'm pretty sure the other person's dying as well, or some shit like that. I forget. Wow. The doctors will cleanly chop through both spinal cords with a 200,000 diamond
nano blade.
Well, wow, interesting. Like, for me, it's the.
No, that's in your search history.
Yeah, head transplant, no big deal. Like, it's you know, finding out what we can do, what we can't do.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't agree.
So you don't think that guy should have a normal life? You think that
not
he should...
what I'm saying.
I see.
Take my words out of context.
That's putting words in your mouth and then having them regurgitate in the way that I want.
Yeah, stop putting them in there. This is a really poor inception method.
No, it's the Donald Trump inception method where he's just like, you're wrong! You're wrong!
You want to build a wall!
No, that's a lie. I didn't say that.
Okay.
I have the best words. All right, last question. Okay. Second to last question.
Second to last question.
I think it was number 6.
I'm going to go with the D3 method.
No, wait, we'll just do number 6.
Okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Fine. Oh, and Andrew drops the random number. All right.
7.
If you could have one job, career, hobby, guaranteed success, no negative repercussions, what would you do? One job / hobby / career?
It's pick one.
Pick one? Warhammer. I would want to have a successful Warhammer career.
You can pick Warhammer as career, not hobby.
Boom.
You don't want to make Warhammer a career?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Playing or building?
Whatever. Work in the store. If it's guaranteed success, fuck yeah. Or actually, no. That are movies. Movies as a hobby. Movies as a career.
Like making movies.
Yeah.
In all areas. You mean.
Because that's what I want to do. I think one of the biggest things I hate is working for a company.
Yeah.
I fucking hate companies. I'm a red-blooded Soviet over here.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I want to work for me to make what I want to make, to entertain people.
I work for me. I love it.
Yeah. Fuck you. Give me your body, child. I want to surgically attach my head to yours.
Hobby? I think I want to be a professional disc golfer. If I could be the...
Because it's also no repercussions.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, easy.
If I could be a professional disc golfer. For those of you who don't know what disc golf is, it's like golf, except with frisbees. But we don't call them frisbees because frisbees is a goddamn corporated name, like Kleenex.
Is that actually true?
Yes, it is.
That's fucking hilarious.
Frisbee is a product name.
That's... I would love to make, like, bootleg discs and call them, like, Frasboys. Frasboys. Or something, like, just, like something that's like Frisbee, but not quite.
Frasbee.
So, yeah, like a Frasbee and a Frosby.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, they're called discs.
They're
actually called discs.
Classic companies.
So, yeah, I'd be a professional disc golfer.
Yeah, either...
Because you can actually make good money as a professional
disc
golfer.
Can I just be a professional nerd?
That's too
that's a way
wide.
Of life. That's a way of life, isn't it? You're right.
That's a way of life.
Yep.
Like professional computer gamer?
No. Oh god, professional gamers. I don't like professional gaming. I'm a casual gamer. I want to have fun with my guy. That's the thing.
A career as in Warhammer, you could just apply and eventually get work in a Games Workshop, couldn't you?
But yes, but the stipulation there is that it's successful. Whereas being a manager for Games Workshop, I've read into it. It's pretty
soul sucking.
No, not soul sucking. It's just stressful because you have to always get more. You need to always have money coming in, and Warhammer is not like it's.
You always need to have people making sales. Yeah. So once again, you're back in the retail circle.
But I wouldn't mind because it would be like. Like, if I got to run, my store like how Owen runs his store, I'd be happy with that, because he's actually quite. He does not make a lot of money. You don't make a lot of money.
No. But I mean, does that really matter? Well, to you it does, I guess. But like, realistically,
I'd probably take a successful job working at a Warhammer store over what I've got right now.
Yeah. But would you call Owen's job then a successful job at working at a Warhammer store?
Yeah, because he loves what he does.
So then is it that hard to accomplish?
Yes, it's still... That doesn't mean...
Yes, it's hard. Is it impossible? No.
It's not impossible, but he's also one of the most successful Games Workshops in Canada.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Dude, they won a contest. They got Jess Good... Do you know Jess Good? He's the sculptor for, like, every Eldar model ever.
No.
And all the, like, majority of the Space Marines and the majority of the new army called the Skitarii, he did like everything for that.
Like,
he's the artist.
Now, does he like 3D draft them as well?
They actually used to sculpt it out. Now it's 3D drafted. He actually misses.
They can print the models.
And he came into the store, and like was doing interviews and stuff because.
That's sick. That is so cool.
Yeah, I got my Dark Eldar Codex has his signature in it. I told you, but I probably told you.
It must be worth so much to so many weird nerds. It will be when he's dead.
He's not that old. He's like probably 50? 50s or 60s. No, he's probably 50s. Maybe 55. I don't know. But yeah.
20 years?
So yeah, that Games Workshop is highly successful. It's highly successful to the point where he gets away with stuff that he's not allowed to do because his management knows, like, oh, it's he knows what he's doing.
Interesting. I'll let him get away with it. That sounds kind of cool. Yeah, no, I don't want to be a professional disc golfer, because it's just like the thrill and adrenaline of that sport is amazingly weird.
It is weird.
It is. I kid you not. I had a duck golf tournament yesterday.
Sure.
For those of you who don't know, duck golf is disc golf in the fucking pouring rain.
Stupid.
For like 9 hours straight.
More stupid.
And in my head, I was like, this is going to be miserable. 9 hours of throwing discs in the goddamn rain. But the amount of adrenaline I had during that game yesterday was the only thing that kept me going through the whole day.
Huh.
144 players.
Did you win?
I came 11th.
Ugh, garbage. There.
I got some money out of it, though. I won money out of it.
Shit, I got that pin. That's my winnings.
Mine's probably worth more.
But is it worth more in here?
I'm sorry, yeah, 11th is.
I got fourth.
Out of?
20. Shut up. 20 million.
Yeah, okay.
Last question. Give me the paper.
Last question. Yeah, we got to finish wrap this up. Okay, read it.
If you could have... Oh, wait. Read article? Read article from link I sent you.
Wait, make it sense?
Read article from link I sent you. Well,
check the Facebook.
If I read an article, I would.
I love that.
I think she probably sent it to you, Andrew.
Oh. Oh my gosh. So many.
Now what? What's the question though? Am I just reacting to?
I guess so.
What's my reaction to this article?
Facebook. Checking the Facebook. Checking. Oh, that's terrible.
It's fucking hilarious, is what it is.
Megan.
And body shot.
Mental recovery, 6 months.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, here's the question.
So should I read, or?
Online dating, boyfriend flies to China, waits days to airport.
Dumbass.
Wow, this article's huge.
Am I just reacting?
What's the question say?
It says read article.
Yes, read article. Beijing, they say true love waits, and one man who went looking for it online seemingly took that to heart. Alexander Peter Kirk was due to arrive back home in Holland Tuesday after poorly spending 10 days at a Chinese airport in a failed bid to meet a woman he'd fallen for on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently frustrated by the time and distance separating the couple, the 41-year-old decided to demonstrate his affection by applying for a visa and flying around 5,000 miles to visit her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. Prior to his July 17th departure, Kirk reportedly sent the 26-year-old woman a picture of his flight details, but thousands of miles and hours later, when he landed in Chinese city of Changsha, there was no sign of his online love. Convinced that she would eventually come for him, Kirk decided to stay in the terminal and patiently waited for
her. Dude, this guy's not mentally stable.
Nope. Photos of him lounging around and wandering through Changsha, Huanghu
International Airport. The ghost of the 41-year-old virgin haunts the halls to this day.
Of the airport. International airport soon began to circulate on Chinese social media. Local news reports followed. After 10 days, authorities reportedly took a frail-looking Kirk to a local hospital for treatment. A spokesman for Dutch Ministry of Foreign Affairs told NBC News Tuesday that Kirk had been hospitalized Friday, 5:30 p.m. until Monday evening. The spokesman added, "We contacted him, Kirk, and his doctor when he was in the hospital, and of course we've asked if he needed our assistance, but declined the offer." Chinese and Dutch officials declined to discuss what Kirk was treated for. Chinese state broadcaster
Broken Heart
reported that a local TV channel eventually tracked down the woman. She expressed surprise that her online boyfriend had been waiting for her to show up. She confessed that she thought Kirk was joking about the trip. Zhang also claimed that she was scheduled to have plastic surgery and therefore hadn't been able to respond to Kirk's message.
Well,
in China, the woman reportedly added that she hoped to maintain.
Okay, well, you need to repeat that last bit.
Zhang also claimed that she was scheduled to have plastic surgery,
right?
And therefore hadn't been able to respond to Kirk's message.
Of course.
When he arrived in China,
yeah.
The woman reportedly added that she hoped to maintain her long-distance relationship with Kirk.
Yeah. All right. Well, she wasn't particularly she wasn't particularly catfishing him, so there's that.
No, she had plastic surgery, but
I don't know. It's some emotionally stunted man-child trying to make a non-long-distance relationship work. But that makes me think of something else. I'm going to segue here.
What?
Okay, you remember RuneScape, right?
Yeah, RuneScape.
So there's this girl online who goes into people who stream RuneScape and seduce them into being her, like, subservient, weird internet slaves. And she basically flirts with them to make them get crushes on her, and then they'll ask, or she'll ask these like really desperate, lonely guys to do like really fucked up shit to themselves, like shave their hair or like drink out of a toilet bowl or like mutilate themselves.
What?
Yeah. She's like this really fucked up, like, dominatrix. Like, really fucked up.
That is...
Yeah. She's really fucked up. And she's got like a legion of these, like these little, like... what are they called?
Do, like, dozens of them follow her around all the time, or
only? No, it's online. And she tries to get people to kill themselves.
That's messed up.
Yeah, she's like, you should kill yourself for me.
So dark.
So emotionally stunted man children tries to have a long distance relationship that doesn't work. Let's move to China.
Well, he's from Deutschland.
China. Let's say he's not from Deutschland. He's from Niederland. Deutschland is Germany, you Dummkopf.
Yeah, sounds like he is obsessed and...
an idiot.
And could never find any love on dating apps, and therefore...
Wait, and you know what? If you live in the Netherlands, you're a couple hours away from the red light districts of Amsterdam.
Yeah, but a lot of people are against the whole idea of paid sex.
Oh, instead he flew to China to meet a girl.
Because he thought it was true love.
Well, no. Wrong.
Well, that's what he thought it was.
Well, he was wrong.
Yeah, he was wrong. I agree with that.
This is why you talk to females. You're like, hey, I'm thinking of making a trip out.
I hope
this
he
why
fucking
you don't
Skyped her ahead of time and was like, hey,
she
I'm
she probably
coming.
Speaks like two words of English.
I'm coming to the China.
China. Let's talk about China.
I'm coming to China.
Wait, do your douche flute thing? I just want to see if it... I'm going to say no douche fluting in my room. I'm going to put a stipulation. I will Don't make me delete this track. I could delete this track. I'd have to just click one button.
Don't do that.
Then don't douche flute in my room.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
I don't want you to douche flute in here. You douche fluter. So what's, I don't know, what are we just reacting? Is that it?
Pretty much.
It's pretty cut and dry.
He's a lonely son of a bitch. That's so sad.
I should get a girlfriend in a different country and then move there.
Yes,
yeah. And then become the ghost of the phantom.
I have a question for you. Yeah. If you were online dating a girl, let's say you were like chatting with her constantly for like a month.
That wouldn't happen if I.
Theoretically.
Okay, hypothetically.
Some girl tickled your fancy like crazy.
Okay, and has
online.
Right.
And she moved here from England.
Sure.
To see you.
Yeah.
Not moving. She came here to see you.
Okay, so she's Skyping me from England.
Yeah. And she just flew here to see you unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. Would that freak you out?
How hot is she?
Scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
She's plus 2 of the lane average standard.
What does that mean?
That means wherever your standard is, she's plus 2 of
she's
that.
She's 2 better than that?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Let's go get sushi. Let's go get sushi.
You'd be down. You've never met her before.
In person. I'd be a little bit weirded out, but at the same time... Wait, she's moved permanently?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's get sushi.
Really?
Yeah. No, fuck not.
What if she turns to be, like, batshit crazy?
Then that's why I didn't show you my address, motherfucker. Smoke bomb. The ghost. The ghost of OkCupid's past.
Okay.
The specter.
And Tinder's present.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And eHarmony yet to come.
eHarmony yet to come. Or Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish yet to come. Ew, gross. Yeah, that would be the worst one.
Yeah.
It would be like weird, but if I was talking to them for a month. See, the problem is, it's the stereotype of what girls can get away with.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, people talk about how that, like, if you're a girl, you can get way more of the sex on online dating than a guy can, usually.
Unless you're good at it. You have a lot of offers.
So females have so many offers.
Actually, there's a really good, hold on, I've got a really good picture that
illustrates we gotta finish this podcast up here.
No.
We're gonna sift through Reddit for a little while. Just hold on while Lane sifts.
It's this.
Dashboard versus woman.
Man's dashboard, 0 messages, 0 visitors, a whole bunch of likes. Women's dashboard, 52 messages, 300 visitors, and just infinite likes.
Oh my god.
That's what it's like to be a female. You got your fucking pick of the litter, even though the litter's usually pretty shitty.
So your pick. Lower your standards.
No, I gave up on online dating. I'm taking a break from dating. I'm taking some me time. Taking some time for Lynn. Did I think about enough Lynn time, bruh?
You can't even sit there with a straight face.
That's what I'm saying with this face. Because I need some Lynn time.
Oh, that voice is so
Lynn needs...
Some Lynn
I need a surfboard
bro.
And some... Some beers.
Beers and a surfboard.
I mean, that's... You're like... I don't know what... Is that what I sound like?
Yes.
This is like surfer dude Lynn.
We'll play back. It'll be the same.
It's gonna be different.
You're gonna get so many chicks because you don't even want them.
Send me your emails, girls from Britain who want to move here. We'll get sushi, dude.
It's gonna work so well.
What?
Girls from Britain are gonna flock here for you.
Yeah.
We live in Vancouver. Our address is... Anyway.
That's the sound of every British female having their... Actually, not British.
Having their pee wet clitoris rubbed.
No, that's them having their ears shattered. No, I would say no British people, Icelandic people.
Icelanders?
Yeah.
Come on over.
But only dark
hair. All 12 of you.
Don't only dark hair. The one dark-haired Icelandic female.
There's only one.
All right, are we doing an outro?
So this was... People say...
People say... Words.
People say words. People say words. If you have 6 questions that you want us to answer, 6 random questions, email us at peoplesaywords@gmail.com. That was peoplesaywords.
peoplesaywords@gmail.com. I like that. That's a plug. That's a nice plug.
People say words.
And we won't sell your information to credit card companies.
But we will use it for our own personal advantage. For sure. All right, folks. Have a good night.